Oh, hey, did you know that Jesus was crucified because he told people to stop bowing to any outside authority, religious or political? Yes, Jesus was Jewish, but by the time he was born, the religion itself had already been hijacked by empire politics. The temple system was in bed with Rome, enforcing laws and rituals that kept people obedient and poor while the elites benefited. Sounds familiar. Yeshua stood up and said, God isn't out there in your priests or emperors. It's already inside of you. That was his rebellion against both government and the religious machine. In the texts that Rome left out, like the Gospel of Thomas and the Gospel of Mary, he said, if you bring out what's inside of you, it will save you. Do not worship me. Become what I am. And for the Bible thumpers, he literally says in John 14:12, do the works I have been doing and even greater things. Don't worship me, become like me, even greater than me. Rome hated that because if people believe God is already inside of them, you can't tax them, control them, or sell them sacrifices. So they crucified him, not for saving you from sin, but because sovereignty and free thinking is dangerous to systems of control. Fast forward a few centuries and the grassroots Jesus movement is spreading. People are meeting in homes, they're rejecting wealth hoarding, refusing empire's laws, and women are leading. Side note, did you know that the Christian fish symbol that you see on some people's cars actually comes from the Vesica Pisces, a sacred vulva shape in ancient geometry? The womb gateway to creation. The church erased the feminine and kept the outline. Well, of course they did. Constantine knew he couldn't stop a spreading and empowered fire like that, so he co-opted it. He turned it into state religion, made it law to worship one God, and rewrote Jesus into that God so that loyalty to the church meant loyalty to his empire. And here's the part people don't want to face. Jesus was a brown Palestinian from Bethlehem, which the Bible itself calls Canaan. Palestine. And if you've noticed, history is repeating. The empire today is once again using God language to justify. MAGA and Christian nationalists are fusing church and state, waving crosses and flags and declaring it a war commanded by God. But if you're paying attention, you see it for what it is. Today's empire is destroying lives for profit, power, and control over land. Empire always hides behind God while cashing in. To sum up, Jesus didn't die to make you obedient to one God or one country. He died because he told people your freedom is inside of you. Don't blindly follow authority. That's the one truth today's empire still can't control. And don't just take my word for it. The real rebellion is trusting your gut, doing your own digging, and instead of blindly handing your power to outside authority, what you'll find is proof that if Yeshua were here today, he'd be in the streets with a protest sign, probably calling himself a witch and flipping tables anywhere politics are cashing in or being complacent. Super interesting.